You're listening to the podcast series brought to you by the Samuel Proctor Oral History Program at the University of Florida. Founded in 1967, the program has developed into one of the largest oral history archives in the nation with more than 6,000 interviews. We are dedicated to gathering, preserving, and promoting histories of individuals from all walks of life. One community, many voices.
Dr. Paul Nicoletti is a veterinarian and epidemiologist who has made an impact and contribution to improving the procedures used to control brucellosis in numerous regions abroad and in the United States.
What happened, among other things, was that I visited a laboratory, a research station, if you will, in the UK, in England, several years ago, and they told me of some work that they were doing there with what I call a reduced dose of vaccine. In other words, reducing the number of bacterial cells in the vaccine. Well, there are some advantages to that that are somewhat technical, but anyway, that and alternate methods of administering the vaccine, such as whether it would be given in the skin, under the skin, in the conjunctival sac, which is around the eye, these are methods that we tried to see if they would produce immunity to the vaccine. Most of that was not new, but on the other hand, had not been done for many, many years. And we proved that we could, with some modern techniques in the laboratory, we could live with this. Farmers like products that put something into the animal, not something that takes them out.
Right.
And what I'm referring to is most ranchers, dairymen, hate blood testing. In other words, taking blood from the animals. And they would much prefer that somebody who was putting a vaccine into the animals. Anyway, it turns out that whatever method that we tried seemed to work very well, and we settled upon the reduced dose of the vaccine. And it was very successful. We were able to eliminate brucellosis from Florida and subsequently nearly from the United States.
Dr. Nicoletti graduated from the University of Missouri's College of Veterinary Medicine in 1956. In 1962, he earned a master's degree from the University of Wisconsin, where he wrote his thesis on brucellosis. He then worked as a regional epidemiologist for the USDA in Albany, New York. After working for the USDA in Albany, Dr. Nicoletti began working in Iran with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, where he assisted in building diagnostic facilities and helped train counterparts.
We had a rather good life. We did not suffer anti-Americanism while we were there. We had a rather good school for our children, operated through the American Embassy. It gave us a chance, of course, to travel considerably. We, in fact, traveled around the world as a family of five during our stay in Iran. So I got to see a lot of animal diseases that I would never see stateside. That was, from a professional point of view, very enriching experience. The object of the project in Iran was to develop veterinary diagnostic laboratories in the various, what you and I would call provinces, or they call ostans in the Farsi language. The government of Iran was to build the building. We were to equip it with centrifuges, microscopes, and to train Iranian counterparts in animal disease diagnostic techniques. And in general, it was a rather successful project. It was to run for 3 years. It ended up in running for about 4.5 to 5 years, and after 3 years, it was time for me to, or after 4 years, I should say, it was time for me to come back and rejoin the United States Department of Agriculture, this time in Mississippi. So I rather, looking back on it, it was a very enriching experience, and I still look back with a lot of good memories.
In 1978, after working in Iran, Dr. Nicoletti joined the faculty at the University of Florida's College of Veterinary Medicine, where he taught courses in epidemiology, infectious diseases, food safety, and public health.
I began my career at UF in 1978, and then I retired in 2003, and so I've been retired 10 years or so now. So I taught for some 25 years or so in the veterinary college.
What was teaching like throughout different decades?
Well, it was very enjoyable, to be sure, and having had a lot of international experience, this was very helpful to me in the classroom. I had supported my work in Iran by taking a lot of pictures of animal diseases and conditions, and that became useful in the classroom, to be sure. I have enjoyed the students. They're very bright. Well, it was just an enjoyable experience.
Dr. Nicoletti has also contributed many scholarships throughout the nation in order to assist students in pursuing veterinary careers. Scholarships are extremely important to Dr. Nicoletti, who is thankful he was able to pursue his education with the assistance of a $150 Sears and Roebuck scholarship, which eventually had an everlasting positive impact on his career.
It was a $150 scholarship that more than anything probably changed my life. My college tuition in those days was $50 a semester.
Wow.
So $150 was very useful, to be sure. And in some kind of a recognition of the importance of scholarships, I have now established 4 scholarships that bear my name. One of these is at the University of Missouri College of Veterinary Medicine in food animal medicine. 2 of them are here in Florida, one in public health and one in food animal medicine. These yield $1,000 a year, which is not a big thing, to be sure, but nevertheless. And then most recently, my commitment to $1 million scholarship, the Opportunity Scholarship, which I'm sure you're aware of, here at the University of Florida. So I'm very fortunate in making some good investments, and now in my appreciation for the whole subject of scholarships, I'm trying to give back.
Dr. Paul Nicoletti was recently inducted into the University of Florida Agriculture Hall of Fame for his enormous contributions to the university and assisting in the eradication of brucellosis.
In lieu of the recognition of my work in Florida and the success of this, I was last year inducted into the Florida Agricultural Hall of Fame, which is quite a prestige situation. I'm only the 2nd veterinarian to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And I look back on that with a considerable amount of humbleness and thankfulness for what happened in my induction.
For more information about this segment and our collections, please visit our website, oral.history.ufl.edu.